Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Tudor released the Black Bay Limited Edition L'Italiano. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So Tudor released this pretty cool limited edition watch out of nowhere in April. It's called the L'Italiano. It's a Black Bay. It looks just like a current Black Bay model, except that on the dial, all of the writing above the 6 o'clock position is written in Italian and in red. So it has three lines of red writing, which is awesome. Which is, you know, what, of course, every Tudor and Rolex fan looks for, those nods to vintage. And Tudor does it so well, so effortlessly, and so cool. But it still stands alone. So you've got the classic snowflake hands. You've got the classic Tudor, you know, like aged sort of dial that kind of looks chocolate brown. And it is chocolate brown, but it has, you know, rose gold piping for the hands, the second hand. But the cool thing about this second hand is it's tipped in red, so that separates it as well. On the back, you know, you have in the middle of the case back, you have a laser inscription of Orologi di Passione, which is the group of enthusiasts that this was made for, and then you've got the retailer's name as well. That's pretty cool. There was only 50 pieces for this as well. It uses the MT5602 movement with 70 hour power reserve. The case is stainless steel. It's 41 millimeters in diameter. It's on an oyster style bracelet. It retails for the same amount as the current Tudor Black Bay black on a bracelet, which is $3,675. This is not something that you could get if you wanted it, if you wanted to even pay double. This is something that was delivered for this particular group of passionate watch enthusiasts in Italy. You know, these were presented and delivered in 50 pieces to lucky owners on April 8th in an evening event organized by Tudor in collaboration with the Italian dealer Volta in Placenza. It's just a very cool watch. And it's, you know what I like about this too is it opens the doors for Tudor doing limited editions in different markets, in the U.S. market specifically. They've kind of tinkered around with that idea before, but I don't think I've ever seen a numbered edition like this where they're actually numbered individually on the case back. So that makes it cool. You know, the touches of the red writing, the red tip second hand, the laser inscription. I mean, these are all little subtle nuances, but I think they're impactful and important. And I think it gives hope to the brand as well. It's, you know, they definitely are separating themselves from their older brother, Rolex, and they're doing things that Rolex is not doing. I've said it many times that even though they're owned by the mothership, and of course, respect to the mothership, Rolex, they're made essentially next to each other in Geneva. They operate on their own and they stand alone, and they definitely pay homage and nod to their older brother and give respect and do things that I think collectors want, but they also have their own style and they look completely unique. So that's pretty cool. And while we're on the subject of Tudor as well, it's pretty cool that David Beckham was also announced as the worldwide brand ambassador for Tudor. This is huge. Not to deviate from this Tudor Black Bay L'Italiano model, but just wanted to throw that in there too, that he is now the official, David Beckham is the official global brand ambassador for Tudor. So I think this is great for the brand. It's great for the brand all around. I think it also, people want to start collecting Tudor. They see the collectability of these watches based on the fact that they're doing numbered editions. And mind you, they only launched 2013. They only relaunched in 2013. And they have like broken doors in so many different avenues and directions. It's so impressive what they've done. And it's, you know, I've mentioned it on other podcasts as well, but I mean, I predicted Tudor to come back for many years, and people thought I was nuts, that they were going to resurge or they were going to, you know, relaunch. And since they're relaunching in 2013, it's just been incredible. I mean, they've won awards, they've, you know, they've gotten one of the most powerful brand ambassadors now. They've launched models that are coveted and have gone for auction and are going in auction, you know, up to north of $500,000. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's amazing and ridiculous and incredible all at the same time. And I can't even tell you how cool this is to have a limited edition model for, you know, a passionate horological group of guys, 50 of them. That's so cool. And I'm sure we're going to see many other examples of this in the future. You know, hopefully it won't be all like that, because once you start doing that too much, then you just saturate and it dilutes what you're trying to achieve. But I think they're smart. I think they're good at playing the supply and demand game like Rolex. I mean, who better than to learn from, and who better than to be your bigger brother? I mean, it's honestly, it's pretty amazing. The resources they have, you know, the of course the money they have, the influence, the power, but yet they stand alone. And the average person still doesn't really know what a Tudor is. That's, to me, kind of cool. Like, people who know watches will know what a Tudor is. But the average person will have no idea. They'll automatically think it's a Rolex. But when you look at them, they're two totally different watches. I mean, they're very, very different. It's, they've got characteristics, you know, the Tudor has from Rolex, but it's, you know, the font is different, the size is different, the text is different, you know, the placement is different, the indices are different. I mean, the hands are different. There's so many things that are so different, but I can't get enough of Tudor. I mean, listen, I love 80% of what they do, and it's been 4 years now, and they have not let me down, and I only think they're going to grow into a much bigger brand. But this is, you know, if you want the current Tudor Black Bay, Black, Def, or any Tudor model or any other brand, definitely reach out to me, you know, at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150. It gets you emails, couple calls, you know, and I mean, who better than to get advice from? I have your best interest. I don't have any inventory. I work with authorized dealers, and they have the best brands in the world, and they ship to you directly. And because of my relationship, I'm able to leverage, you know, better pricing and no tax depending on where you live. And I also distribute a brand called Kingsley 1945 watches. They're built like $5,000 to $7,000 watches for under $2,000. I have a unique partnership with the owner and creator and designer of Kingsley 1945 watches, Ramon Kingsley. This allows me to do customization work to your watch for additional fees that are not available to the general public. So definitely check out www.kingsley1945.com, and then, you know, email me with whatever questions you have or to place your orders. I'm very excited. I'm going to be relaunching my website very soon, www.amitdavehonda.com. It's going to be newer, fresher. It's going to have so many cool things. My Facebook Live posts. It's going to have my podcast. It's going to, you know, have everything that I currently have, but it's going to be easier to use. You're going to be able to PayPal me the $150 consultation fee. You'll be able to order Kingsley 1945 watches off my website, and you know, it's going to be great. So stay tuned for that. If you want to follow me on my various social media platforms, you can check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. Check out my Facebook watch page, If you want to get updated on a weekly basis, sign up for my weekly newsletter, www.amitdevehonda.com/sign-up. And until next time, rock on and fly back.